This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
When I met him in that little cubbyhole, wasn't his office, and I said, Rick, I am going to buy a dealership. Would you like to be my partner? And he said, oh, yes, I would love to. He said, that's my dream. Yes. And I said, well, we can't get a big deal. We got to start off small and prove ourselves, and then we could down the road we could get a bigger deal. And he said, "Oh yes, definitely count me in." So I had my guy checking, and he found a dealership we could buy, and a little Chevrolet store in Bennettsville, South Carolina. And it's a very rural, a lot of country people there, and it's not a big city, and so, but it was a start. And then he told me that I was going to have to get Rick to write me a check for $40,000. Now, this was 35 years ago. It was a long time ago. And I remember I called Rick and told him, I said, Rick, we got a dealership. I need to talk to you. He said, well, I'm ready. Come on in. So I met him again in his little cubbyhole, and I said, Rick. He said, where's the deal? I said, Bennettsville, South Carolina. Does that scare you? He said, no, sir. I don't care where it is. He said, count me in. And I said, well, for your 25%, you're going to have to write me a check for $40,000. Now, you can imagine this guy is a billionaire today. And he told me he couldn't write me a check for $40,000. Then he said, I can't even write you a check for $1,000. And I said, Rick, you told me you wanted to invest with me. And his very words was, I did not. I told you I wanted to be your partner. So I put up the money.
Hold on a second. What made you trust this guy? It must have been the good. Does he believe in Jesus too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because this is a Jesus moment. I mean, here you take
it
this.
It was totally a Jesus moment, no question about it.
It's against all good sense because this man was not a manager. He wasn't even a junior manager. He was just a salesman. And yet your intuition, they say talent is rare, but more rare is talent that recognizes talent. So the good Lord was in the middle of this. So you went ahead and made him your store manager, correct?
Yeah, you're correct. And I put out the money for him. And he took off. He gave everybody that bought a car from him, he gave him his home number, said, if your car breaks down or you have any problem, call me.
Whoa.
In the middle of the night.
Whoa, and service.
Based on per capita.
Well, Jesus said, the greatest among you shall be the servant of the others. So tell us, what about the per capita?
We were in a small market, but based on per capita of the market, we became the number one based on the population, whatever.
Wow.
We were number one in state. Then City Chevrolet, the largest Chevrolet dealership in Charlotte, came open, and we bought in and became partners, and then Rick became one of my partners when I was getting Hornets, and today, just a dear friend. I got to tell you this story. It's so incredible, and it's about Rick. But I was watching a NASCAR race, and Rick is the winningest owner in NASCAR history, and he's had some of the best. Dale Jr. and some great Darrell Waltrip, and I could just go on and on with the drive Jimmy Johnson and whatever. And he's got four great teams now. And what he did at this race, it was in Las Vegas. I was watching it, and I still pull for the guy. I'm watching races when I can. And I was watching this race, and the announcer said that Mr. Hendrick was donating $2,000 for every lap that his drivers led the race.
Donating to what?
To Ukraine.
Okay.
And during that time, or shortly after that, my wife, Megan, woke me up in the middle of the night, and at the time over 100 cars, classics, that I use to have events. We have charity events at our home here in Franklin, and I have country music singers to come, but the biggest draw is the cars, and they love the cars. And so some of the cars started selling for really big money, and double what I had paid for my own cars. And I said, good grief. And I realized I was born at night, but not last night, okay? So I decided to sell some of my cars. So I contacted Barrett Jackson, which they were having a big auction in Palm Beach, Florida. And so they'd come down, got videos, did all kind of work, and I was running about 40 of my cars through. And in the middle of the night, my wife, in a very calm voice, said, "Are you awake?" And I said, "Well, I am now. Are you okay?" And she said, "Yes, but," said, I can't get this off my mind. And I've been praying. I've been asking God to... And he's telling me that what we need to do is you need to give away one of those cars to those poor souls in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you do that? And I said, honey, yes, we'll do it. And we'll get started on it first thing in the morning if you let me go back to sleep. And so the next morning, first thing I did is I called Rick.
Yeah.
And I said, Rick, I saw where you're donating the money to Ukraine. Where is the money going? I mean, are you sending it to the government there? Who you send it to? He said, well, it's Franklin Graham with Samaritan's Purse.
Mm-hmm.
And I had donated and helped Franklin on another project. I think it's when they had the earthquake in Haiti. But so what I did, I called Franklin and told him I was going to donate a car. And he said, God, that's wonderful. Be happy to. And he couldn't come because he was going to be in Ukraine at the time. But his son, Edward, who's an incredible young man.
So which car did you decide to donate?
Well, what happened? Here's what happened on the car. I was at a Barrett Jackson auction in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and it was 2 weeks after this lunatic shot into the music festival and killed 60-something.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, but we're running low on time, so let's stick to the story, okay?
Okay. So what happened is they had an auction, and there to raise money for the families, and... they had a Super Snake Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they raised $1 million.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I got one of those. I'll just donate that one. And so that's what I decided to do.
So now you're down in Palm Beach. It's the day of the auction.
Right.
What happens?
And, I'd asked Rick to come and go on the stage with me because I figured if Rick was there, he's the number one gearhead in the country with all the dealerships and with, you know, racing. And I thought he would help get the numbers up. And so I asked Rick if he'd come and go on the platform with me. He said, I'd be happy to. So time came, they came to get me to go on the platform, and Ron DeSantis was there. He opened the thing up for the auction. He's a really incredible guy. I'm really impressed with him.
Yeah.
And
we have about a minute and a half left. So
okay. So what happened is, Rick, I went to Rick. I said, "You got to come up on the stage with me." He said, "George, I can do more for you here." I didn't know what he meant at the time. And so we got on the platform. He was not with me.
George, Governor DeSantis introduced you.
Well, he introduced what was going on. I was really introduced by the owners of Barrett Jackson.
All right.
But he was incredible. He fired the audience up. He was great. But anyway, they started the auction, and the car got to 200,000, and then it stalled. And I said, "Oh, my gosh, it's as high as we're going to go." And then I heard 300, 400, 500. It went to $1 million. I could not believe it. And then when I asked Steve Davis, who was the one of the principals, he and Craig Jackson are the owners, and I said, "Who in the world bid the $1 million?" He said, "Rick Hendrick."
Oh, my.
Can you believe it?
The young man that the Lord introduced you to, who's just a car salesman who became a billionaire. Look, we're almost out of time. George Shin is a big giver in life. Started the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets. Turned his business schools into a $35 million fortune. If there's some young man, you got about 30 seconds. If there's somebody out there that needs help in any way, shape, or form from the Lord, how would you suggest they connect with Jesus?
Well, the best thing to do is what my mom said. Just have the courage to just get on your knees and ask God for guidance. I mean, it's amazing that, and he tells us he will shine the light, but you got to walk the walk. He will open doors for you. He did for me. If he will for me, he will for you. And that God not only, Jesus not only gives us the opportunity to go to heaven, he gives us the opportunity to have an abundant life.
Yes.
And but to me, to do that, you got to serve him and you got to give back.
Yep.
And I could tell you, I don't know if we have time.
No, we don't. We're out of time, George. Okay, thank you very much. I'll have you back in the future, though, okay?
Love to do it, bud.
George,
take care. God bless.
George Shin, it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
From where I've hid, I cannot hear your voice above my will, but still you listen. And all the while you call me to your grace, all that I one day face, lead me to the end. Oh,
I long to be a hero. A sword raised high, running to the battle. I was gonna take giants down, be a man you would write about. Deep in my chest is the heart of a warrior. So why am I still standing here? are still standing here. So afraid would it might cost to follow you. I'd walk by faith if I could get these feet to move. But I don't wanna live that way. I don't wanna look back someday on a life that never stepped across the line. So why am I still standing here? I'm so tired of standing here. What if I gave everything to you? What if I gave everything? What if I stopped holding? Say goodbye to standing here.
Been walking for a while, my feet are getting tired. My heart's a little heavy, but you keep me going. Been walking for a while, mile after mile. My soul's a little weary, but you keep me going. You keep me going. I'm on my own. He said it'd be a narrow road. This world will never be my home. The journey might be lonely.
never be alone. Cloud by day and a fire by evening. You're the lamp that's guiding my feet so I can see where I am going. I will walk wherever you're leading. Cloud by day and a fire by evening. You're the lamp that's guiding my feet so I can see where I am. I'm on my own. He said it'd be a narrow road. This world would never be my home. The journey might be lonely, but I'd never be alone. Oh, I'll never be alone.
Experience Resurrection Life.
Listen to what's going on inside of you. There's a kingdom in there. God's trying to get something to you. Keep on going. You can't see your way. But when you get there, there'll be strength for that. There'll be a door open. There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. You pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. To be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. To be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Hold my that means so much. Give me a reason why this can't be. Hands together, our humanity. Hold my hand, stand by me. Hands together, we'll make us free. It's all so simple, human touch. It can move mountains, it can mean so much. Give me a reason why this can't be. Hands together, our humanity. Hold my hand, stand by me, hands together.
Prosperity Adjusters. Your home is your greatest asset. We're professional loss consultants who work exclusively for you. Your successful financial recovery after a disaster is always our top priority. We can be reached at 561-452-6332. Allow us to assist you when you really need it.
Receive grace. my Savior, you are my King, Redeemer, my healer, Lord, Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King, Redeemer, my healer, Lord, Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King.
Yes, you.
Oh,
hearts on fire. sorrow, son of suffering, blood and tears, how can it be that there's a God who weeps, there's a God who bleeds? Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Us down in merciful pursuit. To the sinner you were grace, and the broken you embraced. And in the end, the proof is in your words. Yes, in the end, the proof is in your words.
Sanctuary, Lord, dwell in this place. of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. So tonight, I want each and every person in this house to shout hallelujah.
In the sanctuary.
Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. Have you heard? It's Emmy Awards season again. Nominations have been announced, and the awards show will air on September 12th. For those in the industry, it's a very important time. Television dramas, weekly comedy series, movies, your favorite shows, they are all competing for the coveted Emmy Award. For those who are winning an award, they will suddenly have stature and recognition in their community, but there will also be heartbreak and disappointment for those who do not win. The writers, the directors, the actors, they're all working together to entertain us through storytelling. And they are influencing your thoughts and your lives in the process. Storytelling is powerful, and Jesus knew that. Jesus knew the incredible power of communicating and influencing through storytelling. He ministered to individuals, to small groups, and to the crowds in parables. In Matthew 13, 34 to 35, it says, Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So what is a parable? According to the dictionary, it's usually a short, fictitious story that illustrates a moral attitude or a religious principle, such as the parable of the Good Samaritan. It also goes on to say that it could be something such as a news story or a series of real events, likened to a parable in providing an instructive example or a lesson. I'm sure you have a favorite show, and maybe it will be included in the nominations this year. Have you stopped to think who is writing your favorite TV shows, movies, and reality shows? Have you ever thought about praying for the people who are creating these shows? Consider making a commitment right now to pray for the show, its writers, its producers, the director, and all of the cast and crew. Pray to bless them. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their storytelling to be pleasing to God as well as entertaining. And next time you pick up your remote control, stop for a second, pray for those writers, directors, cast, and crew, and please remember to pray for Hollywood. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.